T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
702 Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley behind the glass. Sue Schilling on the updates. You guys with us. 888-729-9494. That gets you aboard. We'll take you up to Thursday Night Football. Coming up later this hour, Tucker versus the Dancer. Tucker's getting trounced this year by the Dancers from Cheerleaders. We'll have that later in the hour. And Stucky from the Action Network on the NFL, the Eagles, and week number 6 coming up here in the NFL. We start, of course, with Gabe Kapler. The announcement finally today that Kapler is out as Philly's manager. And look, I'm not surprised this happened. I am not shocked at all that the Phillies made this decision. I think anyone that was reading the tea leaves on this from the end of the season to now would have probably guessed this. When the season ended, I would have said 99-1, Gabe is gone, the way this is being talked about and kind of the underlying innuendos you were hearing. And as the days went on, I think we all probably moved our percentages. Maybe it's closer to 50-50 now. But I would have always said, and I said it was more towards he was going to get fired than he was going to stay and keep his job. So I wasn't surprised today, but I am frustrated because what happened today was confirmation of what I thought was going to happen at the end of the season, which is the Phillies, in essence, scapegoating Gabe Kapler as the reason this team didn't achieve what it was supposed to, what we hoped it would achieve. And I don't think that's accurate. I don't think it makes sense. I don't think it is logical to look at the manager and say, yeah, this is why this team that got outscored didn't win the 90 games they needed to win to get to the playoffs. It doesn't make any sense to me. And I can't wait for tomorrow to hear what John Middleton and hear what Matt Klentak and hear what Andy McPhail have to say. And as we move forward here, you know my thoughts on Gabe Kapler. He's a good manager. Look, I'm not in that locker room or clubhouse, I should say, every day, so I don't know what all this is being said about leadership and all that. Look, I don't know. And perhaps he wasn't the leader he needed to be yet. But from my perspective as a fan watching the game each night, I thought he was a good in-game manager. I thought he had his eye and head in the right place in modern baseball and how to manage it. That's what I felt from very early in his tenure. And I thought his teams, based on the talent they had, the pitching they had, either achieved or overachieved, not underachieved, when you add everything up over 2 years. That was my stance on Kapler for a long time. And I never were bothered by the positivity stuff, the press conferences. That stuff didn't bother me. So I looked at him strictly as, this is the game I watch every night. This is the team I watch every night. Here's what they are. And I thought he did a good job of what he had. Moving forward, here is now what I'm worried about. I'm worried about two things. The Phillies, one, going completely the opposite way and now abandoning analytics. You may think they go too heavy on analytics. One player, in fact, said that to Jim Salisbury in the story I read today. But I'm worried they're going to go too far. I'm worried they're going to go too far the opposite way and stop the progress that they've made as an organization, and they were in the dark ages just 3 or 4 years ago. That's a big fear of mine. And my second fear here is that Gabe Kapler takes what he learned here and goes somewhere else and is really good. And I believe that could happen. And if the Phillies have another good manager, you know, they'll be okay. And they can win without Gabe Kapler if they do the right things. But I do believe there's a good chance here Gabe Kapler gets another job and builds on his success here in Philadelphia. And I believe there are people in that organization, likely Matt Klentak, that believe the same thing. And I found it ironic today as I was listening and reading some of the reporting on this and the way, you know, the reasoning, and we'll get the Phillies spin on it tomorrow, but the reasoning I saw today in various articles and beat writers and whoever's on WIP, whether it be Todd Zielecki or reading Jim Salisbury, the reasons that I surmised today the Phillies came to this decision is, number one, the team didn't achieve enough. Number two, that the manager was too much of a player's manager. And number three, that the fact they felt like they needed to do something, almost to appease us, to appease the fan base. And I'm not going to say that Gabe Kapler is going to turn out to be Terry Francona, but it is impossible not to see the parallels to what the Phillies did in 2000 with Terry Francona and to watch this play out. In fact, I have this. Let's play a little game here. I have an article in front of me. Tucker, I want to see if you can guess which manager this is about. I'm just going to read quotes to you and lines from an article. This is an article about the dismissal of the Phillies manager. You tell me if this is modern day, like today, or was this written in the year 2000? Ready, Tucker?
I'm ready.
All right, let me give you a line here. Let's see where I want to go with this in terms of the okay. Blank, a player's manager with a laid-back approach, often was criticized for his failure to motivate his team. What do you think that's about, Gabe Kapler, or do you think that's about Terry Francona?
I think that's about Gabe Kapler, yeah, despite the amount of fire in that dugout.
That was written in the year 2000 about Terry Francona. Francona, a player's manager with a laid-back approach, was often criticized for his failure to motivate his team. Let me give you this line, too, from this an article I have in front of me. The Phillies entered the season with high expectations after increasing their payroll in the offseason. Which one's that about?
Is that about Gabe Kapler?
That's about Terry Francona.
Is it?
That was written about Terry Francona. You go through this, and there's also a part in here about the fans in Philadelphia and the disapproval of the manager and his approach. We've done this before. We watched Terry Francona move on and become a Hall of Fame manager. I would not bet on Gabe Kapler becoming a Hall of Fame manager because that's a lot to bet on. But I would bet on him if he gets another job building on this and becoming an even better manager somewhere else. I just hope the Phillies made this decision for the right reasons and not because, one, they felt they had to do something, and two, because the owner thinks this is going to fix the problem. Oh, the problems. Because it's not. It doesn't matter what manager they bring in. Because Joe Girardi would be my choice. He's a better manager than Gabe Kapler. He'd be an upgrade. I don't think Joe Girardi would fix things in terms of getting them from where they are now to where the best teams that are still playing Major League Baseball are. I don't believe he would. And I think Girardi's a very good manager. They have deep issues in the farm system, in the way they spend, who they spend on, developing players, all beyond the manager's chair. And I believe today, and we'll see how they spend it tomorrow, the Phillies made a smart manager a scapegoat for bigger problems. And that's frustrating. 888-729-9494, #9494. I think as fans, all we can ask for is to root for and back smart teams. Not going to win every year. That's sports. You're not going to watch a team every year hoist every World Series or every Super Bowl. But I think part of the reason why the Eagles have most of our support in most things is because I think deep down we believe they're a smart organization, run well. They make mistakes. Howie makes more mistakes than we talk about. They're not perfect. They take gambles, and they're not a great football team right now. But the Eagles go about things in a smart way, 9 times out of 10, and that I back. And it's why, from the beginning, I backed Gabe Kapler, not because of him, because he represented what I thought was a smart way to go about managing a baseball team and trying to win on a daily basis. And my fear now is the Phillies have gone off the track of trying to be smart, and they're now being reactionary and trying to do things to do things. That's not going to work. 888-729-9494. Your reaction to Gabe Kapler gone as Phillies manager. Today is supposed to be, at least I thought and expected it to be, kind of a joyous day. When I took a lot of calls last year about Gabe Kapler, I expected the day he got fired, and he was going to eventually get fired. Every manager does. I expected the day Gabe Kapler got fired to be a day where a lot of people in this town were happy. Like, finally, he's gone. I hated that guy. Blah, blah, blah. I haven't heard that today. I haven't heard a lot of exuberance over the Phillies. Like, okay, now they're going to be fine. Because I think deep down, regardless if we're on the right or wrong side or different sides of Kapler, I think a lot of people feel the way I'm feeling right now, that this isn't the problem, that they didn't fire the problem today. The problems will be on that podium tomorrow, and the problems will continue to be in spring training next year. And those problems cannot be fixed overnight, and they can't be fixed by paying Joe Maddon $5 million a year or convincing Joe Girardi to come here instead of staying in New York. They won't be fixed by that. There's deeper issues here, and until the Phillies and their owner can see that, the Phillies are not going to compete for a championship. 888-729-9494. Ryan in media leads off this hour. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, what's up, Joe? How are you?
Good, buddy. What's up?
Hey, so I'm calling in because I actually I agree with you on this one on the Phillies, and then I'll get to you on something we don't agree with.
Okay.
But essentially what I think has happened here is that the fans have been calling for this guy's head for the last 3 months. I think it's kind of interesting to hear you say what you just said, which is that now it sounds like people are upset, but this seems like a day that everyone's been waiting for. The question I have for you is, do you think a guy like Joe Girardi would even be willing to come to this organization after they just can't Gabe for this?
You know, I Ryan, I don't know. And I think if they're going to get him, they're going to have to pay him probably more. I know the Mets are interested, and I know, you know, his family and his children have spent a lot of their lives in New York because he played there and managed there, obviously, for such a long time. So you know, if the Mets are calling Girardi and the Phillies are calling Girardi and I'm Joe Girardi and my family has a life in New York, I don't know if I'd want to move them to come deal with Matt Klentak and deal with this front office. I probably would say no.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't agree with you more. And it's interesting. You even look at like Angelo this morning. He was saying that if Gabe came back next year, he wasn't even going to put him on a show. And then literally every single Philly call I hear is, you know, you got to fire the manager. And then they fire the manager, and now all of a sudden it's Klentak's fault.
You know what it was? Ryan, he was the easy guy for people to not like or not support because he was different, because he was the face of it. But I always thought, Ryan, he was the face of what the Phillies wanted to be. So whatever Gabe Kapler was doing was signed off on by Matt Klentak, which you could get rid of one, but the other guy's still here.
Yeah. All right, let's get to Wentz real quick, and then I'll let you go. So, hey, I heard you guys talking about the expectations for him this season yesterday.
Right.
You said everyone was thinking he was going to play at the MVP level. To be honest, I think if you see a couple more catches made, especially by our favorite friend Nelly, who can't seem to catch the ball, I think he's in the conversation with a touchdown and a game winner just a couple weeks ago.
Well,
what do you think about that?
I did mention last night, Ryan, I appreciate the call. I did mention last night, and we're going to talk more Kapler tonight. We'll do more Wentz. Always we do Wentz. That the narrative would be different if they were 4-1 or 5-0. Narratives play a role in awards. But even if you add, and I think we mentioned last night, that if you take away half the drops, make them completions, his completion percentage is still in the bottom third of the league. So he'd have more touchdowns, yards, more a win. I get it. And the narrative would be different. I don't think Carson Wentz is playing close to an MVP level this year. I think he's playing fine, well at times, but I would still put him below, you know, the Russell Wilsons of the world right now. 888-729-9494. Pete is in King of Prussia. Hey, Pete.
Hey, what's going on, Joe?
How we doing?
Nothing. I called last week and I said if the Phillies fired Kapler, it'd be a mistake. And the people got what they wanted. They got Gabe Kapler fired. And now they're backtracking on it. But honestly, I watched that entire Dodgers game. And the Dodgers are there every year because they're good. They have 20 guys that have a bullpen and they're good. And you know what? Roberts doesn't believe in analytics. And last night, he left Kelly in an inning too long. And if and honestly, Gabe Roberts should fire for that move. But you can't really complain about Gabe Kapler after watching what I just saw last night unfold on national television, not just CNBC Sports.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it happens. Well, the Gabe Kapler stuff, when it's in-game managing, and you said it last night, you watch other managers, they're worse. I mean, they make in-game moves that are just baffling, like last time we saw with Dave Roberts. And I think what you said there about the talent level, that's why the Dodgers win. They don't win because Dave Roberts is a genius or he's an analytics genius. They won 106 games because they have 40 players in their organization that just make the Phillies' 40 best players look like, you know, they belong in the minor leagues.
Exactly, that's exactly my point. And you know who helped develop those players in Los Angeles, by the way?
Gabe Kapler.
Oh, that's right, Gabe Kapler. Yep. Gabe Kapler did. And we won his head because Matt Klentak put out a bunch of bombs. And you know what? I'm sorry. Reese Hoskins, what did he do down the stretch? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Andrew Hutchin got hurt. That was the end of that. And I'm sorry, I'll say it. Aaron Nola isn't an ace. Anywhere you go, Aaron Nola is not an ace. He's a number two somewhere besides here and maybe Seattle. That's it. Where's he number one at? Give me a reasonable contender.
Well, not this year. People appreciate it. Last year he was. And we'll see as his career moves on what he is, if he's more of a one or a two. I think if you add his career in totality, he's more of a two because he's had one Cy Young contending season. Look, Nola's fine. They need way more than Aaron Nola, though. Way more. And I heard the afternoon show today, and they were having a debate on, you know, the Phillies' approach to the deadline and where it led to. And look, the Nationals weren't scared of the moment. They weren't scared to become a wild card team and take on the big bad Dodgers, and they beat them. Well, they also had Strasburg and Scherzer and Corbin. If the Phillies had gotten to the playoffs by some sort of miracle, they would have had Tucker. They had Nola. And who would you make the Strasburg and the Corbin? Vargas?
I mean, Vargas and Smiley,
yeah,
right?
In game five last night,
Drew Smiley would have been your starter, right?
Yeah, and then coming out of the bullpen, Jason, 84-mile-an-hour Vargas?
Yeah, him, then probably Cole Irvin.
Yeah, just like Patrick Corbin.
Obviously.
Yeah, these are the problems that aren't going away. That's not changing without Gabe Kapler here. Mark is in Woodbury Heights. Good evening, Mark.
Joe, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Mark. What's up?
Here's the bottom line, okay? McPhail should have been fired. He's done nothing. Klentak should have been fired. I would love to see a list of every move he's made since he's taken over. It would be good radio. If you can get that, that would be great.
I could do that.
Kapler should have been fired, and it's not because he's different or is he too positive and all that other garbage. If you know baseball, his team played without discipline. Their approach at the plate, you guys never talk about this. His approach at the plate, the players was awful. They took too many strikes and swung at too many balls. Never hear that come out of your mouth. Their lack of discipline at the plate. As a whole, guys didn't get better. As a manager, you got to make your players better. They got to develop.
I disagree, Mark. I disagree with that. I disagree with that last point. Good organizations, the players come to the big leagues with an ability to play. Here, they bring them up, and they belong in the minor leagues.
Yeah, but, Joe, it's rampant. No one is getting better.
But who?
Don't give me Ranger Suarez.
Mark,
okay?
But I think the problem is that we have this feeling in our head that there's actually talent here and it's underachieving. What I have said for a year and a half now is they don't have anyone that's actually any good.
Wait a minute. There's enough talent here to beat the Marlins, to beat the White Sox, to beat the Padres. Teams that kicked your ass this year.
Sure, I agree with that.
I agree with that.
But you are what you are, Mark. Mark, you are what you are.
Did they play hard, Joe? Did this team play hard?
Yeah, I think for the most part they did.
Oh, you think they don't run out fly balls? They don't run out ground balls? You think they play hard?
I think.
What do you watch?
I think I watch. You know what I watch, Mark? I watch every team in baseball. I don't just watch the Phillies, and I see a lot of the same things that we complain about here happen with other teams. No, but you know what it is? It's the reality. Well, you have to deal with reality, right? This is the reality of the professional baseball player in 2019. It is, Mark. I appreciate it. I'm not going to have the yelling back and forth with you. If we think the Phillies' problem was a lack of hustle, if we think that was the biggest problem, we are living in a delusional world. Delusional. Like if you look at the Phillies and say, you know what separates the Phillies from the Nationals right now, or the Dodgers, or the Astros? A little elbow grease, a little more try hard. If we think that's what it is, I'm telling you, we're in for a rude awakening next year, because they're going to bring in a manager, whether it's Buck Showalter or Dusty Baker or Mike Socia. It's going to light a fire under people. Let's go. Let's get them. And if they run out these same players, they're not going to win many more games. That's the problem, isn't, and never was with this team, the lack of care and try. The lack is of talent. That's the problem. And my frustration is the people that pick the talent, they're going to be sitting on that podium tomorrow talking about getting rid of the guy who couldn't get their talent any better than he got it. 888-729-9494, #9494 on your AT&T Verizon wireless cell phones. We'll come back. Your calls, your reaction to Gabe Kapler, no longer the Phillies manager. We also have Tucker versus the Dancer, everyone's favorite segment, as Tucker's just getting routed by our friends over at Cheerleaders.
It was close last week.
Yeah, but it's not close for the season.
We've only done 2 weeks.
You're getting embarrassed, Tucker. Just want to let the people know.
Let me tell you something, Joe. The best sports handicappers in this city come from Cheerleaders. Philadelphia's premier gentlemen's club.
That actually might be the truest thing ever said on this show. That actually is a fact. So we'll have that, and we'll also talk to Stucky coming up. 888-729-9494.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.